Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, April 3rd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal each weekday morning is to prepare these messages that we hope will indeed encourage others that follow Christ all over the world. Today's message is titled, Seeing Him Who is Invisible. The scripture text is Hebrews 11:27.
He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
Charlie and Rosie Gumas are friends of ours who are both blind. We met them at a conference in Boston 8 years ago, and we have kept in touch with them through the years. Early on, before we began to podcast, they read our daily encouragements by listening to a reader on their computer that converted the text of our message to a synthesized, computerized voice. Well, they now listen to our own voices through this podcast audio link, which Rosie likes a lot better.
Charlie and Rosie have done very well living their lives in a sighted world. They both serve the Lord and have a positive, faith-filled outlook. They attended the Perkins School for the Blind, and as a child, Rosie met Helen Keller, who also attended the same school many years earlier. Once they took the train out of Boston and came to visit us in our home in Taunton, Massachusetts, about 40 miles away. We had a blessed time of fellowship as they attended our church, and then we shared a meal together in the parsonage afterwards. Rosie is a concert pianist and played a song for the congregation. As I recall, it was How Great Thou Art.
It was just beautiful.
And Stephen took a picture of them on our back porch before they went back to the city.
In a sighted world where, quote, seeing is believing, end quote, one of the great challenges is living the life of faith in an unseen God. Following Christ is indeed a walk of faith, of believing in one whom we cannot see in the physical world around us, although there is an abundance of evidence for his existence. Earlier in Hebrews chapter 11, we read, By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible.
Dedicated Bible readers recognize Hebrews 11 to be the faith chapter. Our daily verse powerfully gives us the glimpse of the faith of Moses. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
People of faith identify with this apparent contradiction, seeing the invisible, which is even more stunning in the Greek, which uses the same root word for saw and invisible. In fact, a very literal reading of the text would be, quote, For the unseen one as seeing he endured. We understand the inspired biblical writer is describing faith's ability to see with the eyes of the heart what is unseen with their physical eyes.
After the resurrection, Jesus speaks forth a blessing to all of us who would follow him on the basis of faith. This is in John 20, verse 29. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Peter, an eyewitness to the life of Christ as he carried out his earthly ministry, states in his epistle of chapter 1, verse 8, Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
Final verse today is from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, that simply states, We live by faith, not by sight. Well, I do believe today, and like Moses, desire to persevere, because I indeed, by faith, see him who is invisible.
Let's pray together. Father, as we live by faith and not by sight, we see much of what the world does not see because we see it through eyes of faith. By faith, we see a risen Savior who died for us and who is now interceding on our behalf. By faith, we see the coronation day when all the saints will be gathered in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. By faith, we believe that life's trials will be worth it all when we are ushered into the pearly gates and when we gather with all the saints of all the ages to praise our glorious Savior around the throne. It is by faith that we come to Jesus, and it is by faith that we will stay the course. For it is not the one who runs the swiftest, nor the one who runs for a day, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. The struggles of this life diminish and will not overwhelm us when we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, navigate our steps as we journey here below. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Ben Brooksine wants to share a little bit today about Helen Keller, who we mentioned in the message. Helen Keller, I know, died in 1968. I would guess Rosie is probably several years older than us. I would say born about 1950. So she indeed had some interesting interaction as a child with a very old Helen Keller. Brooksine, share that note you have.
Well, I just simply shared today that I've enjoyed reading about Helen Keller over the years. We did a little bit of study about her when I was homeschooling Astair in her young years. And I always enjoy watching the movie, the updated version, the old version, any version of the incredible miracle that took place in Helen Keller's life at a young age. Her autobiography gives amazing insight into what it would be like to be both blind and deaf. I have one of her quotes that I've posted at my desk for about 10 years or more. A woman who lost two of the most important senses that we rely on for the fundamentals of living and learning spoke some of the most memorable quotes that we've... Stephen made me lose my place here. Here we go again. Let me say that again. She...
Okay, I'm going to finish it for her. We are having trouble. This is a very live broadcast.
A woman who lost two of the most important senses that we rely on for the fundamentals. Again,
we have to work with a small screen. I'm going to read it. These are the two quotes. The fundamentals of living and learning spoke some of the most memorable truths that are still repeated as quotes today. And two of the quotes that complement today's theme are, Brooksine, now you can read the quotes.
Faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light. Let me repeat it. Faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into the light. And another quote, I can see, and that is why I can be happy in what you call the dark, but which to me is golden. I can see a God-made world, not a man-made world.
Well, those are great quotes. It must have been a remarkable lady. Pardon our gaffe there. We have to work with several screens here, even though I have a large monitor, and somehow in scrolling down, I went beyond where Brooksine was reading. Well, we are a married couple. We're approaching our 32nd wedding anniversary. Brooksine gets a kick out of me pointing that out so often, and any of you that listen to it regularly probably know that by now, but we always are mindful of there's people that are just coming on the first time or just for a one-time shot at our ministry, and we do enjoy serving God together. We can laugh, and you can hear us laugh as well. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared for Thursday, April 3rd. We do have a picture of Charlie and Rosie on the site today that we took on our back porch about 8 years ago when they come down to visit us. We also have several songs today that we believe reinforce the message. I know one that I have, and it's a podcast from another ministry that tells the story of Blessed Assurance, along with a nice version of the song. And then we have just a couple of other song links that just we feel will bless you today. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to, by faith, walk with the Lord.